I'm Jane Campbell and I live in Carradale. I came to Carradale in 1967, got married to Dougie Campbell and came to live, and we lived at Church Cottage for a year and a bit. And then we got this house and we moved over here and been here ever since. In Tormore, I met him in Campbelltown at a dance. He actually was talking up the stair to my brother. He didn't know it was my brother. He was actually talking to him. And he said, I'm going to tackle that weed.
And he did.
So that was in 1967. So we'll be 58 years married this year. I come up here. I hardly went back home. My parents used to come up here to visit us, to come to see us. So I hardly went back home. They come up. They enjoyed to come up, and then when children were born, that was a definite, they would come up and look after them and do things with them. Once they went to school, I worked in the baker shop. It was great, and I worked there. Mm-hmm. I worked there for 40 years with the same family, like I worked with John and then Angela, and then finished off with Heather and Johnny. I mean, most of the people that would come in would actually say, oh no, she's on her knees again. It's always on my knees, putting out stuff, packing shelves, carrying stuff in the wee trolley. And I worked in the morning for a while and then I stopped and I went in the afternoons. So I worked in the afternoons. I used to have to go down and get the key from John at Drumfern and come back up and open up the shop. And then he would come up and close it up. At night, there used to be two offices worked, and then it got to be that it was just one. So one was on one week, one was on the next week. So, no, it was good, right? And if you missed the other person, because for the company, when you were doing things, you know, to talk to, but I always got on with my work. Always did what I had to do and get it done. Cleaning and packing shelves and serving people. That's what I did. The baking was, that was Angela and like John, her brother, her dad. And then later it was like Roger was in, he was baking. Sunday was the busiest day, I would say, for John used to open up himself and do it because he would have to come to check the dough. You know, he'd check it, he had it in big bins and he had to come to check it. And he opened up the shop, and I think he was busier then as what he was maybe all week. It seemed to be and a lot of people came, and a lot of people came in to see him through in the bakers and just for a blether and to see how things were. Everybody loved the rolls and the bread, the Empire biscuits, the Farrells, the Eccles cakes. I remember Dougie's mother years ago. She went to the shop and she got strawberry tarts and she got the big water biscuits. Now, the big water biscuits had a lip on them. And she used to say, now you need to put plenty of butter in it, do you know? No, they were lovely. It was good. It was a good baker's. Good food, good stuff. We used to get a lot of the fishing boats. The fishing was a thing then, and there used to be a lot of the fishing boats would get their stores from the bakers, and we used to get them, make up all the stores and that for them, and if they forgot, we'd phone them and say, he's not wanting the stores this week. Oh, I'll be over just shortly. They would come and order their stores, or they'd pick what they wanted themselves and put it in a basket, and then we would add it up and put it in boxes, and then they would come and get it on the Sunday night. That was another thing that John did, Sunday night. They would come and get their stores from him and put them down aboard the boat, or else keep them in the car if they were maybe working up Creenan way and, you know, if they were away somewhere else. But no, it was very busy. You know, and it wasn't the only shop in the village. There was Omens at the pier. And there was Walter's shop. I don't know if it was still Walter that had it, but I know Robert McDougall had it and Elizabeth and Matt had it. And then, of course, the Glen and the post office. So, I mean, there was a few. few places to go, you know, you could go and get things. Plus the post office was there as well. There was a post office here and there was one over at the other end as well. So it was, you know, it was well. And there was petrol stations as well. No, well, actually it was four. There was one at Omens, but then there was one at the hotel. And there was one at Donald Campbell's, the side out before that, before the building went on. And then there was one down at the post office over at the other end. We used to go maybe over to the Glen and you know, like go out for you know, when my mum and dad was up to look after the children, we used to go over, you know, and you would see other people and be speaking to them and that, you know. But and then, of course, there was badminton in the village hall and there's bowls. So we used to go to the badminton. And we used to get all our work done in the morning as soon as we can, 2 o'clock. We're racing over to the village hall before the children come out to school at four to get games. And there was quite a lot of us. And we all enjoyed it and we all went and took turn to get the kids back. And we had something for them to eat and that. And they were there with us for a while before. So it'd be another couple of games before we go home. And that was the Monday, the Tuesday and the Wednesday. And of course, the Thursday, if Dougie was coming home, I would need to be at home and get something made for him for to eat. And, you know, like, was it? No, it was good. It was good fun, right enough. And then we used to have competitions, you know, and then we'd all end up going over to the Glen for a meal. And, you know, everybody would have a sing song and, be, you know, we'd go to somebody's house. And it was quite good. It's a changed place. It's quieter. It's what, you know, there's no the buzz. You think in the fishing boats all going out at all different times in the morning. It must have been quite, you know, for the people that stayed down there. It's just a shame, but it's gone so quiet. You know, there were that much here. You didn't really need to go to Campbelltown if you didn't need to. And you could spend your money up here and just keep it in the village, you know. I don't know what the future will bring. But, you know, the young ones, there are no jobs for them here, so they all go away. You know, that's the only thing. They all go away. You know, they go away to work because there are no jobs here. There is lovely walks in Carlisle, and as I say, there's the badminton, there's bowls on in a Monday afternoon and a Tuesday night, and there's badminton on in a Thursday. There's the golf course over there if you're into golf. If not, you could go to the hotel and Ashbank and the Glen and have a drink and meet people that way maybe. It's a good place to live. It's a nice place.